Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Danny Cunningham, filling in for Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima right here on 92.3 The Fan, taking you up until 10 o'clock this morning. And I think that we have our national championship game in college football all set after last night. I understand that there are still semifinal games that are yet to be played, but I think that we are looking right in the eyes at an Ohio State-Notre Dame national championship game. After watching that game last night between Notre Dame and Georgia, I don't see how Penn State beats that Notre Dame team, and I do not see how Texas is going to beat that Ohio State team. I think that we are looking at another Midwest showdown that we saw each of the last 2 years in the regular season. I think that's going to be our national championship game. And I think that if there's a team left that has a chance to beat Ohio State, I don't think it's a good chance. I really don't. But I think if there's a team left with a chance to beat Ohio State and keep them from winning a national championship, I think it's Notre Dame. You watch what that defense did against a Georgia offense that is certainly not as talented as Ohio State's, but that was a Notre Dame team that was able to, what I thought was most impressive about yesterday for them was they were able to out-physical and I thought out-speed Georgia, which you don't see happen. Maybe it doesn't mean more in the SEC anymore the way that it used to, but I think that this is going to be the national championship. I think we are going to see Ohio State take on Notre Dame on January 20th in Atlanta, and Ohio State is probably going to win the national championship. Now, the question that I keep kind of coming back to in my mind is, would Georgia have been the team that maybe had a better chance to prevent that for Ohio State? Or is this going to be the best matchup? I don't know the answer to that. We're not going to find out until that game is actually played. And maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Maybe Texas is going to find a way to beat Ohio State. Maybe Penn State's going to find a way to beat Notre Dame. I don't see how either of those things are going to happen. And I do think that there's some interesting stuff with the college football playoff that is worth talking about this morning, because after last night, all four teams that got the automatic buys into the second round, into the quarterfinals, lost. All five teams. And of course, three of those four teams would have made the playoffs anyways. I don't think Arizona State would have made the playoffs without the automatic qualifier you get for winning your conference. Oddly enough, they played in the best game of the quarterfinal. But the five teams that won their conference and were automatically put into the playoffs, they went 0-5. I just wonder if we're staring because of what happened, maybe not specifically last night, but what happened over the course of the last couple of days, if we're looking at this thing already needing to be changed. Because you look at Oregon is going to be the team that feels like they have the biggest gripe having to face Ohio State as their first game, despite, and I get it, like it's hard to look at Ohio State and what happened at the end of the regular season for them and say, no, that team should still have a bye, that still has one of the four best resumes. Like, I don't see it there. But Oregon got screwed by that. Ohio State probably should have been seeded around 7 or 8, and Oregon was the team that felt that wrath. But I wonder if this is going to have to change. There's a lot to take away from last night. But ultimately, guys, I think that this national championship game is going to be Ohio State. It's going to be Notre Dame. It's going to be a game that I think does incredible numbers. When you talk about television ratings, it is going to be absolutely through the roof. This has a chance to be one of the most watched games in college football history because of the size, the sheer size of these two fan bases. And I think my favorite part of it is that, man, it's going to upset the South. The South did everything to make it so that the SEC would still be king. And what we are seeing now is that it turns out when everyone's allowed to pay players, maybe the SEC isn't as good. Maybe it doesn't mean more there anymore the way that it has forever. But you see the SEC arguing still, and Lane Kiffin being on Twitter throughout the first round saying that, oh, Ole Miss should be in, or, you know, Alabama should have been in instead of SMU. Okay, maybe, but who's still standing? There's one SEC team left, and that team was in the Big 12 last year. Like, it's a perfect start, I think, to the 12-team playoff. But unfortunately, guys, I think it's going to be a start that means we change what the 12-team playoff is going to look like moving forward. I don't think that this same exact format, and I understand, listen, they're going to expand because this is all about money. It's only going to be 12 teams for a few years. They're going to boost it up to 16 so that we can get more SEC teams in and we can protect their precious integrity and feelings, because that's really what college football is about. It's about money and it's about making the South feel good about something. But I think last night was probably a big step in the SEC not being kings anymore. I think that changed, and I think it's going to continue to change, because we are going to get, in all likelihood, in all Midwest, maybe in all Big Ten national championship game. And that, I think, is going to be something that absolutely destroys the way people in the South feel about the sports. And it's going to lead to change. It's going to lead to more change because they're going to want to get more SEC teams in. So these types of things don't happen. But as someone that lives in the state of Ohio, I couldn't be happier with what has happened so far in this playoff.
Do you think revisionist history, especially if you're an Oregon fan this morning, Ohio State probably should have been the sixth seed and Penn State should have been the eighth seed, and that would have changed.
Right.
That it changes the teams. Well, you know, Oregon probably beats Penn State then.
Well, I mean, they did do 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
And I do think that the interesting aspect of this is the automatic buys, because obviously Ohio State was never the eighth best team in the country. They've, even with the two losses, like, they've been better than that. Their AP ranking says that they're better than that. Their college football playoff ranking says that they're better than that. They're the number eight seed because you had to give
always had them there, right? They've always had them in that spot, even when they were the
two seed
in the AP poll.
Well, they would have been number five then, right? So they would be facing Oregon most likely coming up in the semifinal game, which is something that, you know, when you reach the semifinals, I think you kind of have to be okay with how things fall, right? You, at that point in the tournament, you should be expecting to play a team that is capable of winning the national championship. When in the quarterfinals, maybe not. That's why, truthfully, if Oregon loses to Penn State in the Big Ten championship game a month ago, they're in a much better spot, because instead of having to face Ohio State in their first game, they end up facing Clemson because they get the five seed. So they face Clemson in the first round, and then they face Arizona State in the second round, and that is a cakewalk. Like, look at how Penn State got to where Penn State is. I don't think Penn State's all that good of a team. I think of the three teams left, or of the four teams left, there are three of them that are capable of winning the national championship this year. Penn State is not one of them, because Penn State did nothing all year and was rewarded with the easiest path to the semifinals, having to face SMU, who wasn't very good, and then a Boise State team who had a really good running back and nothing else. Like, this is something that, because of what happened to Oregon, because of what happened to the South, and because of what Penn State was handed to them, I think we're going to see change. I think that this is going to look different next year, but what we're going to see this year is the North dominate. There's not a team from the Southeast. I'm sorry, Texas is a Southwest school. There's not a team from the Southeast in the first ever semifinals. I don't care if Texas is in the SEC. They're not an SEC team. That's not SEC country in Austin, Texas. It's not. There's not an SEC city in the semifinals. As someone in the North, that makes me ecstatic. It does. But I also think that I can see the writing on the wall. This is going to change. This is going to be something that is different. And there's going to be a case for a lot of people that this system is broken already. Now, you can also push back and say, well, there have been eight games played so far in the college football playoffs this year, and the betting favorite has won all eight of them. The betting favorite is 7-1 against the spread, with the only team that covered as an underdog being Arizona State in that overtime game on New Year's Day against Texas. Other than that, because Notre Dame was the team last night that was favored. They were a 1.5-point favorite when the books closed at kickoff. Like, that was a team that was expected to win that game, and they went out and did that. Ohio State, despite being the eighth seed, they were the favorite over number one overall at Oregon. Like, that's, Vegas has been right so far, but all this is going to keep doing is upset the folks that really care most about the SEC. And I think, as someone in the North, that should be something you're really excited about. I also think if you're an Ohio State fan, you're smiling today. I do. Even if Georgia would have won, I think you'd feel the same way. I think both of these teams, both of those teams last night were really good, but I don't know if Ohio State, if the Ohio State team that we saw against Oregon shows up, if the Ohio State team we saw against Tennessee shows up, I don't see how they don't win the national championship. Now, conversely, if the Ohio State team that we saw against Michigan shows up, they're going to lose to Texas. I don't know which Ohio, that's the biggest concern with Ohio State is their consistency. They've not been the most consistent team. They are the best team, but they've not been the most consistent team. If the good version of Ohio State shows up, they're winning the national championship. That's where I'm at after last
night. Well, you got to think Chip Kelly learned his lesson after Michigan. I mean,
one would think, but
when you have Jeremiah Smith on the field, you don't not throw to Jeremiah Smith as much as you can, right?
Right. So here, I guess the issue is here. So go back in the Penn State game, and I just said, I don't think Penn State is very good. Like, I do not believe in Penn State as a team. I do not believe in Penn State as a program.
The only thing they have going for them for me is that a local kid is the quarterback.
Right. That's the only right. thing. Drew Aller from Medina, Ohio.
The only reason that I would care about them at all.
But I don't look at them and say that's a national championship caliber team. I think that they are a team that is pretty on par with who Michigan is this year. Penn State just had an easier schedule. Like, Penn State lost to the good teams they played, right? They played Oregon. Yeah. They lost that game. They played Ohio State. They lost that game. They didn't play anybody else. They had a cakewalk of the rest of the schedule. Their next toughest game was a USC team that finished 6-6, and they needed overtime to win that game. So, no, I don't think Penn State's that good, but go back and look at what happened in that Ohio State game. Ohio State kind of handled them the same way they handled Michigan. And I think the biggest question I have about Ohio State is, would they do that against Notre Dame too? Would they try and set out? Because what has happened with Ryan Day, you know, you saw it last year when Ohio State played Notre Dame. Lou Holtz said, Notre Dame's tougher than Ohio State. So what was the only thing Ryan Day cared about? Proving Lou Holtz wrong. He wants to prove Michigan wrong, which is why he can't beat Michigan, because Michigan is better at the stuff they do well. Ohio State's better at everything else, but they refuse to do that because they want to prove we're better at your brand of football. That's what they want to prove. You know what they did against Oregon? They proved against Oregon that they're better at their brand of football than Oregon is. But the question I have is, are they going to try and do that against Penn State again? Which, if that's the case, they'll beat Penn State if Penn State gets by Notre Dame. Are they going to try and do that against Notre Dame? That would be the worry if you're an Ohio State fan, is if they try and, hey, we want to out-tough Notre Dame. We want to out-physical Notre Dame. Because if they do that, that's where I think they could get into trouble. That could be the problem for them. That instead of throwing the ball to Jeremiah Smith every play of the game, because watching him, I think the best comparison that I've settled on with watching Jeremiah Smith is, I remember I was in college at this point, 2013, watching the Cleveland Browns play. And that was the year Josh Gordon just absolutely rewrote the team record book for receiving yards. He had over 1,600 yards in 14 games that he played.
With Brandon Whedon as a quarterback.
And Jason Campbell and Brian Hoyer. Yes. Like, it was a rotating cast of clowns playing quarterback for him. And he was utterly dominant. And I'm not comparing Will Howard to those guys, but that's what I feel like watching Jeremiah Smith. I'd be watching those Browns games and I'm just like, why cannot the Browns throw the ball to Josh Gordon every single play? Like, that's what I felt like offensively. And I understand Ohio State's weaponry on offense is much different than that Browns team is. Like, Jeremiah Smith is the equivalent to Josh Gordon, but they also, you know, the next best receiver for the Browns was nowhere close to what Emeka Ebuka is or Carnell Tate is for Ohio State. But you watch that kid play. It's just like, why do they not throw him the ball 15 times a game? And if Chip Kelly is going to do that in their final two remaining games, there's not a way they lose. But if he's going to try and prove that, no, we can out tough teams, because truthfully, Texas plays a relatively similar brand of football to Michigan. They're really good on the inside, especially defensively. Defensively, they're awesome. They do a lot of things similarly to what Michigan does. Now, they're more explosive offensively. They have a quarterback with a pulse, which Michigan has not had all year. But that's where that would be. I think that should be the biggest worry for Ohio State fans right now, is that maybe they revert back to who they were. But if they don't do that,
I don't really see how they don't win the national championship. I don't see that world. If they just take care of business and give the football to their best players, I think they're in great shape. I really, really do. I think that they're in great shape, and I think they're going to be national champions. But I think if there's one team left that can beat them, we saw that team kick the crap out of Georgia last night physically, that team. Of course, being Notre Dame.